Rouge and Gabby. Catch up.
Tell us something we don't know.
Okay, what we want you to do is tell us something we don't know. That's the challenge that we have put forward today, and we do every single Wednesday, a $20 Bunnings voucher up for grabs this time around. Linnell is on the line. Linnell, we are willing to learn. We are willing to listen. Please tell us something we don't know.
When a woman releases two eggs and has sex with two men close together, the twins can be separate fathers.
I did actually know that. Because there have been really crazy cases of that happening in the past. Yeah, imagine that, though, having a twin.
Yeah, imagine that.
But you've got different dads.
Yeah. You learn something every day.
Are you reading that little tidbit there, Linnell? Is that, does that come from a medical journal?
Actually, I did read it, yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did read it.
Well, that's normally how you learn things.
My mind, yeah.
Yeah, it blows my mind too. Very rare occurrence that would happen, but yes, it is possible.
All right, unfortunately, Linnell, one of us knew that already, so unfortunately no win for you, but thank you very much for attempting to tell us something we don't know. Now we've got Ian on the line. Ian, tell us something we don't know.
Well, you were talking bananas before about bending for the sun.
Yes.
Well, did you know, if you're going on a long drive anywhere, do not eat bananas.
Why?
Because it puts you to sleep while you're driving.
Seriously?
I did speed management because I'm a truck driver.
Yeah.
And that is one of their biggest no-nos ever.
But I eat a banana before I go to the gym. Is that also a no-no?
Well, they reckon it gives you heaps of energy to start with, but then it just drains you something chronic, they reckon.
Cool. So if I eat it 10 minutes before the gym, all good, but don't eat it before a drive.
That's right.
Did not know that.
Ian, I don't know if you know this about Gabby, but it doesn't matter whether she's got a belly full of bananas or not.
I'm going to fall asleep.
10 minutes
the
into a drive, she is asleep.
Yeah. Only if I'm a passenger. Let's just point that out.
Well.
I drove 14 hours
to
get back to Canberra and I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm a passenger, like I was on the way back, I slept the whole journey.
I'll tell you what to eat, bud.
Yeah.
Red frogs.
Red frogs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of an energy kick.
They keep you going.
Gabby's embarrassing moment number
200.
Oh,
because we started afresh for the year.
Yeah, right.
I think 200 is probably about right at this point
new
in time.
New year, new you.
Well,
new embarrassing moments.
New year, old me. Mm. New embarrassing moment. Mm. Nothing's changed with me. Let's be honest. So, I did a bit of travelling during my 2 weeks off.
Yes.
And I did the travelling with my puppy dog Bear.
Mm.
So we drove the 12 to 13 hours it takes to get down to my family's place in Canberra.
Well, you drove. I would assume the dog didn't, but that's okay.
We shared the driving. That's what family members do. No, of course, I drove. Mm. Bear sat in his little seat next to me.
Yep.
But, of course, we had to get pet-friendly motels on the way down and back to house him in our travels.
Mm.
And there was one particular one that was absolutely gorgeous. It was in Forster.
Yep.
And it was like this holiday retreat, which would have been awesome for kids. I'm just glad it wasn't school holidays because there wasn't any, like, there would be thousands of kids there during school holidays because there were so many activities and there was so much going on at this resort. So when we got there, I was like, oh, I need to take Bear for a walk, stretch his legs, get him to go to the bathroom, you know, all that jazz after being in the car all day. So we go for a little walk and I wanted to check out the resort. You know, there's kayaking down by the river and there was beach volleyball and there was two different playgrounds, two different pools. Like there was so much and we're just checking it all out. And then, of course, he needed to poop. As dogs do.
Yeah.
So he starts squatting and I'm just looking around and the hotel manager kind of started walking over.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, it's all right. I read the terms and conditions. I've got my poop bag with me. Mm. I'm all sorted. There's nothing he can complain about. I'm about to pick it up. All good.
Yep.
And he comes over. He's like, ma'am. I was like, yes.
Mm.
Check the sign directly next to you. And I looked to my left. And there was literally a sign that said, no dogs past this point. So there's a sign saying no dogs. And next to it, my dog is pooping.
That's awesome.
I was just like, oh, my God.
That's a meme.
I am so sorry. Yeah. And he thought I was actually taking the mickey. He thought I did it on purpose to try to get my dog to poop near this sign because it was funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And I was mortified when he realised that it was actually a mistake. He was like, oh, all good, just don't do it again. And I went, but I'm like, I just nearly got kicked out of this hotel. Who does that?
That's hilarious.
I wish I got a photo, though.
Yeah, you should have.
Would've been gold.
Oh.
I'm disappointed at my
lack
of thoughts in it.
So many
in
shares.
In a stressful situation, yeah. So many shares. I'm going to go viral.
Last week we heard the story of a lady in the States that wasn't allowed onto a Delta Airlines flight because she wanted to take her emotional support animal with her.
Yeah, I remember this.
Yeah, and as it turns out, the emotional support animal was actually a peacock.
What the? Mm. Now, that's very random.
It is random, but she paid for a ticket for the peacock as well. So he had his own seat. Everything should have been fine. As it turns out, they didn't let the peacock on. Here's the story from the States.
The following story is brought to you in living color. A woman showed up at Newark Airport the other day with a peacock. She told United it was a support peacock and she needed to bring it on the plane. That did not fly with United and neither did the bird. The airline told CBS today the peacock did not meet its guidelines, including size and weight.
All right, so she got a big fat no for bringing the peacock on the plane.
Yeah.
Didn't even make it onto the plane.
I feel like birds can't be toilet trained, so it kind of makes sense.
Well, I have a list of other support animals that have made it onto planes.
Oh.
Not necessarily for the full flight, but they at least have made it on and then sometimes been chucked off, but most of the time through for the whole flight.
Okay.
Pigs. Pigs have made it on as emotional support animals. They are smart animals.
They are.
But they've made it on. There's one
very
that,
comforting too.
Yeah, one that got quite disruptive before flight got chucked off, which is a duck has made it on, very much like
that would
a
be
peacock.
Pooping all over the place.
Yeah, still Dalmatian, so you can sort of understand dogs. A cat, a turkey was another one that has made it onto it.
Go back to the cat. How is a cat an emotionally supportive animal at all?
Well,
ever?
it's never going to ask you how you are, but I guess the patting makes you feel better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And a monkey also an emotional support animal. Oh, sorry, I forgot one. Another one on the list. An Appaloosa horse made it onto a flight. They put a horse on a flight, and yet a peacock can't go.
A horse.
Yep.
Is it Liz miniature?
It's an Appaloosa. I don't know much about horses. Is that a big horse or a little horse?
I don't know.
I don't know, but it's still a horse on a plane.
I wouldn't want to be sitting next to it because, again, not toilet trained.
No.
Imagine that mid-flight.
Yes, Woo. That's right. You'd have to bring your own shovel and stuff, surely. I don't know. I mean, come on.
And then what do you do with it, though?
Flush it down the toilet.
All right.
It might take a few flushes, but you'll get it down eventually. All right, saw this yesterday, actually, and I found it kind of gross but kind of interesting as well. It's the reason why you need to keep a brick in the bathroom next week, but more specifically for those in the Maranoa, because Maranoa Regional Council is going to do some work on the underground sewer system. It's receiving a new lease on life, and they're going to do some cleaning of the sewers, including going through it with a bit of CCTV. So they're going to send a little robot with a camera attached down the sewer system, which would be interesting viewing but gross at the same time.
I don't think it's interesting at all. I think that's just gross.
You don't
just
know what's...
flat out gross.
Yeah. Okay, we know 99% of what gets flushed down the toilet, but there'd be some other stuff that gets the flush, the royal flush, that you go, how did they get that down the S-bend? I think that's where it would be interesting to see, you know, what's down there. What's
some of these pipes, though, are like 70 years old.
Yeah,
so I don't really want to know what's accumulated.
So they're going to have a look. They're going to put it on CCTV. They're going to produce a video. It's going to go up on YouTube. We're all going to
watch
it. No, I just...
Oh, my God. That's a lot of effort to clean out
awesome.
The sewerage.
Yeah, no, that would go viral.
It would not.
Yes, it would. And then what they're going to do is they're going to do a flush of the system to clean it out. So everything is going great, which is good. But what it means is there might be, for those people that, you know, have obviously toilets, you're going to get some overflow. There's the chance of some overflow. As they flush the system, it'll flush the water up your toilet. So you need to have something heavy in the bathroom from next week, a brick or whatever. Pop the toilet seat down, put the brick on the toilet seat, let them do their flush, and that way you're not going to come home after work and go, what has happened to my bathroom? Because it'll just be spray painted the wrong colour.
I can't even think of anything heavy in my house that would do the job of holding the toilet seat down.
You know what? You don't have bricks.
I don't have
you
any
have your
bricks
little
lying around.
Apartment, all that kind of stuff. You could hire yourself out as a toilet sitter.
God, what an opportunity.
Yep.
You just sit on the lid.
Yep, sit on the lid.
While the works are occurring.
Yeah, exactly. And know that you're helping somebody out. But don't peek. If you hear a rumbling in the sewers down below, don't go, I wonder what's happening. Lift the lid because you could cop it.
And what if you desperately need to go while on the job?
I haven't got the answers for that. I wouldn't take the chance, to be honest. Or I'd have a bucket handy, something like that. Look, if you want any more information, call the council's water team, 1300 007 662. Mm-hmm. Don't take it just from us.
This is Hamish and Gabby. Catch up.